Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and Susan Evans is an occupational therapist from Aberdeen. She joins us from the Tom and Danielle Ammon Foundation studio at Northern State University. Susan Evans, thanks so much for being with us today on Innovation.
Thank you for having me.
So you have developed a product called NebTray, and so let's start out, and before we get to the product itself, talk a little bit about you as an occupational therapist. You did home visits, is that right?
Yeah, I've been an occupational therapist for 28 years, and the last 20 years have been in the home health setting. So I go from home to home every day and provide occupational therapy to those that need it.
And you discovered that some of your patients were out of breath before you even put them through a workout. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was walking in the door getting ready to do some therapy, and it was clear that that was not going to happen because they were short of breath just sitting there at rest. And so you start asking them, have you taken your medications today? And most of the time their oral pills are lined up pretty well, and they're pretty easily taking those. But you start asking about some of the inhalants, either through their nebulizer treatments and so on, and it was hit and miss. And we know the importance of getting that medication right into the lungs. So obviously something needed to be done. So we went ahead and I took a shoebox top and organized their nebulizers using the shoebox top by putting the days of the week across the top and the name of the medications on the side, and cut slits in the top of the box top and put their vials in there for them so they could remember what they were taking.
And so, like you said, it's easy to do that with pills because everywhere you look, there are pill organizers right out there. But so this is, so explain what you're talking about for vials for a nebulizer, and paint me that picture of how big they are and what they really look like.
You bet. Well, most of them, all but one that I can think of, are all clear plastic vials. And they're generally, they're slight variations in sizes, but they're all generally like about 2 inches in length and about, half an inch in width at the most. And so with them all being the same clear plastic vials, it got kind of hard. At least with your pills, their colors are different, their sizes and shapes are different. And so they could remember, I took the purple pill this morning. Mm-hmm. But when you ask about their nebulizer treatments, which are in these clear plastic vials, they can't recall, which one was which. And it's not uncommon to have more than one different kind of nebulizer medication to take. So that's why it also became important to, how can I help these guys remember what they're taking by organizing them for them?
Well, as somebody, and I'll confess in my own case, when you're on a medication that you have to take so many times a day forever, right? Yeah. It's easy to forget if you did that today or if you're remembering that you did that yesterday. And it really doesn't matter how old you are.
Oh, my gosh, no. Even within my own family, my daughter has asthma. And let me tell you, when you're doing nebulizer treatments at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning, and you've been doing these for 24 hours, it's like, did I do that one? Or was that yesterday? Or was that the earlier one? And so it really has nothing to do with age or the number of medications. It's just, how can I help these people remember what they've taken, what they need to take, and stay on the regimen that their doctor feels is important for them?
So you started with cardboard boxes.
Yes.
And organizing these for your patients.
Yes.
And then walk me to the next step in your innovation process.
Right. Well, the shoebox tops were going pretty well. And so I took it a step further and worked with a design company, medical design company out of the Minneapolis area, and we came up with a prototype. And so I'm using that prototype right now in 30 trials across the state. They're in home health agencies, and some pharmacies have helped me out, and outpatient respiratory here in Aberdeen, and then Avera McKinnon in Sioux Falls is running trials for me too. And so it's a 30-day trial where the patient uses it for 30 days, and then there's a pre-test, post-test where they fill out papers before and after. So I can learn what they like about it, what they felt was beneficial, is it easy to grasp the medications, just a whole big spectrum of what can I learn from this original prototype. I've already gotten feedback, and I kind of knew this going into it, but I need to make it smaller. Because what I have found in home health is that everyone seems to have their chair in their home, and at their chair is their TV control, their telephone, their cell phone, if they have that too, and all their medications, just kind of all surrounding them. It's kind of headquarters. So I want to make it as, you know, as small, but yet impactful as I can, with it sitting right by their side. So I'm working on making it smaller, working with a company here in Aberdeen, Prairie Tool, that's helping me kind of redesign things. Still the same method of organizing it, where they can easily grasp the vials out of there, and they'll still be listed on the side so they know what they're doing and the times that they're supposed to take them. But if I can make the footprint smaller of it so that it fits easier in their home, that's a goal I'm working on right now.
Did you ever kind of scratch your head and wonder why this hasn't been created before? I mean, did you look around to see if anything was out there for this?
Yeah. And there is nothing. There is just a huge selection for oral medications, but really nothing beyond that for the inhalants at all. You know, and talking to Dr. Lyle Beagler about, you know, what the project that I'm working on, he said, okay, now the next thing you need to work on is those for diabetic medications. And so I assured him one thing at a time here. But but there's just a lot of choices for the oral medications. But beyond that, there really isn't anything to help these guys organize, because people just don't take oral medications alone. They are on multiple things, from patches to injectables to inhalants. So.
And it's a way to keep track of it day in and day out.
Right. Our goal is to keep people healthy and happy at home where they want to be. And taking their prescriptions correctly is a huge factor in keeping them home and keeping them safe.
Okay, so you discovered this, you come up with a prototype, you're doing the pilot testing.
Yes.
But you also, as a healthcare provider, need to suddenly become a businesswoman. How does that work?
That's where you surround yourself by a wonderful team of people. So I have Kelly Weaver from the Small Business Association, Hannah Walters, who is an NSU professor here of marketing. Leslie Berber is a social media manager that is managing the Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest accounts for me. And then Brenda Merkel, who is finishing her doctorate in business and was a respiratory therapist. So that's the core team of advisors that has guided me with, I know where I want to take it. I don't always know the steps that I need to do, because this is a whole new world for me. Mm-hmm. And so they have guided me the whole way, and plus introduced me to other people in the community and this state that have resources I just didn't realize were out there, and just phenomenal group of people that want to see me succeed and want to see others in business succeed.
So you've received some financial support from people too throughout the way?
Right. Well, South Dakota has a proof of concept fund, and so applied and received those funds last year. And then my team of advisors likes to challenge me, which is wonderful, and they suggested that I go for the business competition. And received third place in that earlier this spring. So that was exciting too, and received funds from getting third place.
And so what's next?
What's next? We need to finish the trials and the redesign, and then identify a manufacturer or someone. I'd probably start with some 3D prints. Get my e-commerce site back up. The nebtray.com website is up, but it's not ready to go for e-commerce at this point. So we'll need to switch that over and get that going and get it on the market and go. And what exciting part is, too, is that it's not a local product. This is nebulizer medications are taken across the world, you know. So I'm excited to see where we can get this to grow.
And you're going to basically focus, though, on online sales, is that right? Or can you get this into stores?
I think, you know, we need to start with the online sales first. And then there are different websites, too, that I'm hoping to tap into. Like, for example, there's a website called Just Nebulizers, and that's all they do is sell nebulizer equipment and accessories. And so, and there's manufacturers and websites that sell just the bags so that you can transport your machine. And so if I can work with those guys to tap in with them also, that was a vision that I have.
So you mentioned that doctors are encouraging you to come up with other solutions to problems when it comes to medication, and diabetes came up in our conversation. And so tell me what that might look like.
Sure. Well, I think of one patient that I work with in particular, and he has multiple oral medications that he takes at various times during the day. He has a patch that he needs to take on and off during the day. He is diabetic, and so he has to give himself the injections a couple times a day, plus he does nebulizers 3 to 4 times per day too. So we've got the oral medication set up in his pill tray. I got him a neb tray, so he's clear now on what he needs to take for his nebulizer medications. But we're still kind of struggling as to how to help him remember when and what dosage to take for his insulin. Mm-hmm. So again, it would be something along the line for this particular gentleman, like the neb tray, where it's just laid out for him. So he knows at 11 o'clock I need to do this, and at 2 o'clock I need to do this, so that he can just easily follow what he needs to do and fit it in with the rest of his medications.
Hmm. Now, when you first got into occupational therapy, is this something that you have always dreamed of, becoming an entrepreneur?
Oh, heavens, no. No. No, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for 28 years, and it just was a need. I didn't seek this out by any means. But like I said, our goal is to help people be independent and to stay safe and enjoy their lives as much as they can. And so if they can take their medications correctly, that allows them to live the life that they would like to live, and to get out and go have coffee with their friends, or take a walk, or go to their grandchildren's events. But if you're short of breath, you're not leaving your chair, and that isn't how they want to enjoy their lives. So no, I did not seek this out. It just was a need that I saw, and I have to tell you, I've enjoyed this challenge of learning business and everything that leads up to running a successful business. And I still have so much more to learn, but that's where, you know, I look to my team of advisors and their connections to continue to guide me as we go along.
Hmm. So people can get this product now. How can they sign up to pilot test, or just be patient until you're ready to go?
Oh, I would love for people to participate. The more information that I can get and their feedback, whether it be positive or what they think is negative, any constructive comments would be fantastic. And so easy to reach me on the NebTray website, which is simply www.nebtray.com, or our toll-free number is 833-NEBTRAY. So I tried to make things just as user-friendly as possible. But yes, if anyone has any interest, and of course, you know, there's no cost involved with it at all. If they don't mind doing a little bit of paperwork for me to give me the feedback so that I can make this the best product possible, that's all I'm looking for. And most people, in fact, I think out of all the trials I've run so far, only 2 people have returned the NebTray. The rest have kept them because they've enjoyed it, and that's certainly their gift from me. If that helps them, they get to keep the product then.
Susan Evans, I want to thank you very much for taking time and coming on the program today, and I look forward to following and seeing how this works out for you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Susan Evans is an occupational therapist in Aberdeen, and the product she developed is called the NebTray. It helps people organize vials of medications for respiratory treatments.